Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What a wonderful day, and I'm happy to see every face. I know that it's been quite a week, and we've lived to see another Sunday, another Lord's Day. We come to this place to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I want to just thank you. Those of you who are watching on Channel 15, we welcome you too, especially Mr. Fletcher and Mr. Sandoval and Mr. Brady, and quite a few others, all the names I cannot call, but we welcome all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You need to know that last Sunday, these wonderful people had all kinds of food and sweets and flowers and balloons to congratulate me finishing my coursework for my doctorate, and I want to thank you so much for that. That was so sweet, the flowers, the cards. That was wonderful of you. I want to give you a group hug. Thank you so much. Let us begin our service today as we are joyful to be in the house of the Lord with our opening sentences. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray our unison prayer together. O God, whose never-failing providence orders all things both in heaven and earth, we humbly ask you to put away from us all hurtful things and to give us those things that are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And if you'll open your insert, there are words to the songs we're going to sing this morning. The first one, Love Divine, All Love Excelling. Troy, I hope you're watching. Didn't get a chance to get by and give you a bulletin. Love Divine, All Love Excelling, joy of heaven to earth, come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, O thy faithful mercy crown, Jesus, thou art, O compassion. The Lord. This nut song says, I love you, Lord, today, because today is the only day we can. We don't have yesterday, we do not yet have tomorrow, but we have that blessed present now, don't we? So this song just says, I love you, Lord, today. I think of it like a lullaby to the Lord. We're not singing it to ourselves nor to each other, but we're singing it to the Lord. So let's sing it that with that focus and with that consciousness. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. And as we get our hearts more and more prepared to go to the Lord with our prayers and our confessions and the things we need to ask Him for, let us sing the next song, More Love to Thee. Because this is what we need to do. This is all God wants from us, is our love. More love to Thee. I learned this as a child. More love to Thee. Blesses the Lord's heart. I know that blesses His heart. As we get our hearts prepared this morning, we're going to do a responsive corporate prayer of confession. And it's on the front side of your bulletin before we do a pastoral prayer. That's something we don't do very much, is confess out loud. And I think there are times when God wants us to be very conscious of confessing things because it frees us up and makes way for forgiveness and for thinking in ways that we need to think. I will read the fine print. You do the bold. We'll do the last one together. For the times we have lied to one another and the times we've been lied to.
Hear us, Jesus, Savior of the world.
For the times we've laughed at another's pain and the times we have been laughed at. For the times we have spoken when we should have remained silent, and the times we have remained silent when we should have spoken. Heal us, Jesus, Savior of the world. For the times we have not respected another's freedom to be different from us. Heal us, Jesus, Savior of the world. Oh God, you emptied yourself of your power and became a helpless baby in order to heal a sick world. Teach us to empty ourselves of the things that destroy us and keep us alone. Empty us of our jealousy, our meanness, and our fear of others. For Jesus' sake, amen. This morning we ask you to remember those names that you would like to pray for as Sylvia plays softly. You can call them out aloud, or you can hold them on your hearts. There are many who need prayers. Of course, we can't call everybody by name, but those that come to your name, those that come to your mind, call them out loud or hold them on your heart as we look to the Lord in our prayer. And I'd also like to remember, along with Troy, and Troy, I want to say how proud of you I am. I know that you're taking the disappointment pretty well, and I'm proud of you for that. Mr. Sandoval, I hope you're doing well. Didn't get a chance to see you this week, but I thought about you and prayed for you. Mr. Fletcher, thank God you're still with us. We know that you're watching. We bless you today in a special way. And all of those that are in hospice and the families that they represent, for all veterans all over the land and country, wherever they may be, especially the homeless ones. Doug Thomas, I know you are an inpatient now. We lift you up as well. And for those who are in harm's way, for our active duty military, those that are still in Iraq and Afghanistan, for the families they represent, for those who have been over there and have come back with post-traumatic stress disorder, for their families, they're dealing with something that they don't have tools yet to be quite effective with it, and we're just praying to God to show us a way that we can be a help to all who are suffering with that. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Blessed Lord, I thank you for this wondrous gift, the privilege that you've given us to come before you and to lay our cares before you because you care for us. We know that the only reason we're still here is because of your grace and your goodness and your mercy. Your steadfast love never ever ceases. Lord, sometimes we fall short, and we've confessed that. We fall short, but you never ever let us go. You've promised that if we trust you, you would never forsake us or leave us. We're standing on your promise this morning. We ask that you would remember all those names that we've called and those that we did not call. For we're all needy people. We need you. Oh, how we need you, as the song says. We need you every hour. We need you. You have shielded us from danger, seen and unseen. You've caused us to be able to do things we never thought or dreamed we could do. And Lord, we can't even thank you for all of them, because before we thank you for one, you've already blessed us with something else. But allow us, O God, this morning to offer up our thanksgiving to you from the depths of our being. We thank you for your goodness, and not only for the things that you do, but we thank you for who you are, that you are God all by yourself, and that you sent us a Savior, your Son, to make a way for us to have a wonderful relationship with you now and throughout eternal ages. Oh God, we thank you for that today. We ask that you would remember those who are sick, those who are dying, those who are in harm's way. We ask that you would give us all, oh God, that sense of your warm presence that makes it all right even in the middle of a storm. Today we ask you to forgive us for those things, oh God, that we've said and done that have not pleased you, and the things that we left undone that we should have done. And then, Lord, we pray that you would speak to our hearts today, that you would give us the word that will fit us for your kingdom and for this journey. We ask now that you would visit us powerfully with the presence of your Holy Spirit, that it may burn within our souls and that your word find a fertile spot in our hearts. We do ask all of these things, Lord, in the precious name that is above every name in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth. And that is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, your Son. Now, Lord, let's pray this prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our song of preparation this morning, Speak to My Heart. We're going to sing one verse and one chorus as we prepare our hearts for the Word of God. That is our will today. That is our request in this moment. At this preaching moment, we ask you would speak to our hearts through these lips of clay. Make your word known and felt and understood, that we may apply it to our hearts, that we may be in sync with your plan for our lives. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This morning our message is entitled, It's All About Love. What's it all about? All of life is about love. I remember this song. You probably remember it too. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. That's a secular song, but the truth is in the words. The truth is in the words. If the world had more love right now, we wouldn't be fighting, would we? We wouldn't be having so much violence. We wouldn't be doing a lot of the things. We wouldn't be hearing a lot of the things that we're hearing if there were just more love for everyone, not just for some. But that didn't originate with Burt Bacharach. That did not originate with him. That originated from our Lord and our God, who wrote about it. He inspired the words through Paul when he wrote to the church at Corinth in the first Corinthians chapter 13. It's the most wonderful definition of love there is. But you know, God has told us, even in Galatians, love is the foundation of every commandment that has been given us. The whole law can be summed up in this one command, love others as you love yourself. But the first thing is to love God. In Matthew 33, Jesus told them when they were trying to trick him about the greatest commandment. What is the greatest commandment? They asked him. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. There's so many places in Scripture that tells us about love. What is our badge of identification as Christians? He says, by this shall all people know that you belong to me. What? That you have love one for another. It's all about love. That's what it's all about. But then we live in a world where there's so many things that would mislead a person as to what love really is. Hollywood's got their definition. Boy, they spend billions of dollars. I mean, trying to make people believe that it's steamy and it's a lot of things, and it's not. They fall in and out. They celebrate people who have multiple partners and all kinds of things. It's not in this book. I didn't read that. And yet, they use the word love to describe what's going on in their lives. They fall in and out of love so often. Who is it this year? Who is it next year? They sell magazines. You can't check out of the supermarket without all kinds of stuff splashed there right in your face. And you think, oh, is this what it's all about? Some people may think that, but it's not. Listen to what love really is. If I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. And you know how that sounds. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to be burned in the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. And now he goes to tell you what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Perseveres means it lasts through storms, through difficulties, through everything. Perseverance means you hang in there. That's what love does. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. And then he goes down that verse 12 says, now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is what? Love. The greatest of these is love. God wants us to know today that the healing balm is love. When we show love, there's a power that's generated from on high that is healing, that is comforting, that is lifting, that is everything we need. And it's a strange thing. Something so valuable and something so powerful, do you know that it cannot be bought? Do you know that it cannot be purchased? Do you know that if you love somebody, you can't dig it out? And if you don't love them, you can't paint it on? It's a strange thing about love. But it's something all of us need. Not just what we want. We need it. We need it to survive. We need God's love. God wants our love. We need each other's love. He didn't make us to be isolated people. He made us for relationships. It's all about relationships. Four of the Ten Commandments deal with our relationship to God. Six of them deal with our relationship to each other. All ten deal with relationships. I have a new and deeper understanding and appreciation for relationships since I did my study, because that's what it was all about, learning about how to deal and how to be with people, how to help people in relationships. That's what pastoral care and counseling is, about relationships with each other, about relationship with God. It's all about relationships. You know, we're going to be together in heaven. Relationships are not going to stop. We're going to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, with the Holy Trinity, and with each other. We need to get it right. This is the dressing room for eternity. It's all about love. Teacher, they said, what is the greatest commandment? That you have love for one another. The greatest commandment. Love God and love each other. The best use of life is love. Love should be the top priority, the primary, primitive, primary objective of our greatest ambition is to what? Love and be loved. Love is not a good part of our life, but it's what? It's the most important part of our life. The Bible tells us to let love be your greatest aim. Aim at loving more. If we look at people that we encounter every day, we see faces that look so grim. There's so many people void. There's a big void inside. They don't feel loved, and they don't have love for anybody else. They don't know what it's about. Many of them, many of our veterans, feel abandoned by family and friends. Many of them feel isolated. Those of us who attend their care, those of us who treat the veterans, and not just them, but their families, and even people, those who work with them, all need love. The doctors, the nurses, the technicians, everybody. Nobody is exempt. We all need it from time to time. And guess what? God wants us to know that this is His plan, and there is no plan B. Love is the answer, is the key. What does love do? Love lifts. Christ lifted the sick, the blind, the deaf, the lame, the sinful. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "And the God of grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast." He lifts. He heals. Christ's love was obedient. He was obedient all the way to the cross. He didn't do one thing wrong. He never did a sin. He never did anything dark. But He went to the cross in obedience to the great head of the church, who is our God and Father, because He wanted to make a way for us to spend eternity in His presence. So Jesus, because of His love, said, "I'll go." He came in the form of a helpless baby. A little baby, God Himself, clothed in human flesh, to come to get like us, to show us how much He loves. And not just the people who love Him back, but even those who nail the nails in His hands, He loved them too. We don't understand that kind of love, but He asks us to love the unlovely, the unlovable, because that's His way. Be good to those who treat you mean. That's God's way, not our way. But when we do that, we activate something from on high, and God works in the mix, and it turns it out for good. That's why He said, all things, the good, the bad, and the indifferent, work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. But meanwhile, we are supposed to love one another and to put God first. Thou shalt have what? No other gods before Me. Love God first, and then love each other. Vertical and horizontal. But it's all about love. I can't love you and mistreat you. I cannot love you and not be there for you when you need me. Not love you and I have something you need and I withhold it from you. That's not love. But God wants us to know that that's what's going to be the healing balm for our nation. That's going to be the healing balm for our church. To realize you don't lie to one another when you love each other. You forgive one another. But you give each other the truth to respond to. That's what God wants us to know today. There's just too much confusion and conflict going on. All because of a lack of love. That's what it is. You say, how could he do this or how could she do this? Because there's a lack of love. There's something wrong with the love. But when the love is healthy, when it's God loving through you, and we realize that we are channels for the flow through of God's love for His people's sake. Sally shows so much love. The Fletchers, all of you, you show so much love in what you do. How you live each day. How you give, Sylvia. Sylvia's been playing for the PTSD chorus for, 20 years? Volunteer. She's not been paid. It's about a love. Faithfulness. We have new flowers up here today, too. because somebody cares enough. These are the outward signs of love. People who care. And when we care enough, God gets busy. He blesses everybody. That's the word of the Lord for us today. Love each other. Love God first, and then love each other. And then God will do things that you just cannot imagine. The joy will be in our hearts, and everybody will know we are what? Christians, by our love. Amen?
Amen.
Let us sing our closing song, The Gift of Love. No, no, this is First Sunday. Communion. I almost forgot communion, yes. So excited about love.
That's good.
This is all about love. This communion table is really all, this is what it really means. Jesus loved us enough to go all the way to Calvary for us. But before he did that, he endured such pain, such mocking, such ridicule for us. And he did it without saying a mundane word. He never complained. Because he was on a journey. He was on a mission. And he didn't play. He went all the way. And as he sat that night around the table with the 12, he took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me." Likewise, he took the cup. After blessing it, he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for the remission of sins. Take and drink it in remembrance of me." Blessed Lord, I pray that you would touch these physical elements that represent your body and your blood, and that you would hide us behind the cross as we examine our hearts, as we partake of it with a good conscience, Lord, rightly discerning your body and your blood. Bless us now as we remember in obedience to what you told us to do, as we look forward to your return to take us home. But until that time, let us say that we remember what you did by partaking of this body and this blood this day. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
As I come to you, dip the bread in the cup. Body by Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was broken for you, his blood that was shed. Could you hold this for me? The body by Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken for you, his blood that was shed for you. The body by Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken for you, his blood that was shed for you. The body by Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken for you. And when they had sang a hymn, they marched out into the Mount of Olives. Now let us sing our closing song, The Gift of Love. Love this song. Though I may speak with bravest fire and have the gift to all inspire, and love not love, my words are vain as sounding brass and hopeless gain. Though I may give all I possess and striving so my love profess, but not be given by love within, the prophet soon turns strangely dim. Come, Spirit, come, our hearts control, our spirits long and all freed. Blessed Lord, thank you for this day of time in your presence and worship, and for the message about love. Thank you for reminding us of what really matters, of what it's really all about. May we leave this place today more conscious of your love and of loving you and of how you commanded us to love each other. May we go forth today, mindful of that, and bless each one we meet with a gift of love. Through Jesus Christ, our living Lord, and everyone says together, Amen. Amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.